Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 12, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. American Express partners with Envestnet, Yodlee. Global payments company American Express has partnered with U.S.-based financial technology firm Envestnet, Yodlee, to offer customers new digital banking options. Marqeta study. Embedded finance gains popularity in the UK. Global card issuing platform Marqeta has released its 2023 State of Payments report, which reveals that UK consumers are embracing embedded finance. Revolve partners with Bolt for FWRD's checkout services. Revolve and Bolt have announced their partnership with Forward to provide the latter's new Los Angeles pop-up shop with their omni-channel checkout links. Worldline Hospitality Suite achieves Oracle validated integration. France-based global payment services provider Worldline has obtained Oracle validated integration for its hospitality suite. MasterCard launches TouchCard in Australia. Global technology company MasterCard has launched TouchCard, a new product that aims to facilitate payments for blind and low vision customers. AliExpress augments services for the summer sales. China-based e-commerce company AliExpress has introduced a series of upgrades to enhance the shopping experience, including free returns and 3-day delivery. Parkopedia partners with Plugsurfing. Connected car services provider Parkopedia has partnered with Plugsurfing to offer drivers and customers access to the company's network of chargers across Europe. Jumio survey. Consumers overestimate their ability to detect deepfakes. U.S.-based identity orchestration company Jumio has released a new research which reveals the disconnection between consumer awareness of AI and deepfakes and their risks to security. Plaid introduces a new identity verification experience. U.S.-based data network Plaid has introduced a new identity verification experience based on a verify once, verify everywhere system. Resonate partners with AWS Marketplace. Identity security company Resonate has partnered with AWS Marketplace to offer its services and identity-centric safety platform to its global customers. Experian rolls out MuleScore to help banks identify suspicious accounts. Experian is rolling out a new service designed to help banks and building societies identify and close money mule accounts which are used to house fraudulently obtained funds. Paysend appoints U.S. CFO. Paysend, the global card-to-card transfer pioneer and global payments platform, has appointed ex-Ernst & Young auditor and American Express executive, Yuri Biondo, as chief financial officer for the group's U.S. business. DJUST raises $12 million to simplify B2B commerce. DJUST, a B2B e-commerce SaaS platform created by ex-founding member of Miracle, Arno Rahiant, today announced that it has raised $12 million in a Series A growth funding round to accelerate market expansion. XMDS acquires self-service payment provider Qario. XMDS Holding, a European software company active in the field of fintech and fairtech, has acquired Qario, the leading Dutch-based self-service payment provider, to complement its portfolio of mobile payment solutions, playing into the increasing use of self-service kiosks. Forecast for global trade and B2B payments in 2028. NASDAQ acquires Adenza for $10 billion. NASDAQ is to acquire capital markets software house Adenza from Thoma Bravo for $10 billion, reinforcing its positioning as a technology company serving the global financial system. A16Z Crypto opens first overseas office in UK. A16Z Crypto, the Andreessen Horowitz Venture Capital Fund dedicated to crypto and Web3 startups, has chosen the UK as its first overseas office outside the US. Aspect Capital automates regulatory reporting reconciliations with Fundrex. Fundrex today announced that Aspect Capital, Aspect, the $8 billion systematic investment manager, has gone live on Fundrex Velocity platform to automate the reconciliation process of their AMIR regulatory reporting. Payment rails in the metaverse, new opportunities for financial institutions. The metaverse is booming thanks to demand from the entertainment, education, and defense industries, with a forecast growth rate of 41.6% CAGR through 2030. UBS completes acquisition of Credit Suisse. UBS completes the acquisition of Credit Suisse, with the combined entity now ready to operate as a consolidated banking group. Access Bank launches American Express cards in Nigeria. Nigeria-based Access Bank rolls out two new consumer credit cards, the Access Bank American Express Gold Card and the Metal Platinum Card. Nuvei partners Sylogist to accelerate its growth. Canada-based fintech Nuvei has partnered with global software company Sylogist to improve the payment experience of the latter's customers. FIS buys embedded finance firm Bond. FIS has acquired banking as a service outfit Bond in what the fintech giant calls a small but important purchase for its platform strategy. 2028 forecast for global trade and B2B payments. Patrick Gauthier, CEO at Convera, speaks at Money 2020 about their recent The Future of Trade and B2B Payments report that has a forecast out to 2028. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.